All right, it's time now for Sarah's Backstage Pass with Sarah Knight Adamson.
Hi, Carl, and hello, everyone out there. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the documentary film Rockfield, The Studio on the Farm. It's rated R. In 1963, two brothers living in the countryside of Wales, Kingsley and Charles Ward, set out to convert their parents' farmhouse into a recording studio. And the rest is history. Ozzy Osbourne, Oasis, Queen, and Coldplay are a few of the bands that are featured.
Kingsley and Charles Ward are farmers who've gone into the pop business, converting the outbuildings of their farm into one of Europe's best-equipped recording centres.
That is when Rockfield became the world's first residential recording studios.
The director is Hannah Berryman.
I was looking for a word which was like, yellow. That gave us our lives for the last 16 years.
It's about being a part of something way bigger than you. You're a part of something else rather than just it. Very important for rock stuff.
When you go into something with your life, never give in, keep going. The best is yet to come.
The bottom line, I'm in. 3 stars out of 4. Here's what's great. You'll see the owners still working the farm and talking on camera about the bands that recorded at the farm. Ooh, along with all those shenanigans. One band, Stone Roses, they liked the place so much they stayed 14 months. And I especially enjoyed hearing Chris Martin talk about the writing of Coldplay's mega hit song, Yellow. Thanks for listening in tonight. This is Sarah Knight Adamson for sarahsbackstagepass.com. Be sure to check out my interview with filmmaker Gia Coppola for her movie Mainstream. Ooh, that's a cautionary tale centering on social media. See you next week.